You're listening to Breakthrough Assembly Podcast. Here at Breakthrough, we don't judge, just build. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you hear from God and receive your breakthrough today. Enjoy the message.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Woo! Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you that you got us to this point. We thank you, Lord God, Father, that we can come to you tired. We can come to you weary. We can come to you angry. We can come to you sad. We can come to you confused. We can come to you any way, Lord God, Father, because you are the healer. Father, you are, Lord God, the answer, Lord God, to our question. Father, we thank you that you are the source, Lord God, and we can come to you, Father, any way, Lord God, humbly, Lord God, before you, seeking your face. You said, Lord God, Father, we will find if we seek, Lord God. We are seeking you today. You said we have not because we ask not. And Lord God, you've been showing us we've been asking the wrong ones, Lord God. So we're asking you, Lord God, to come in, Lord God, not only just into our life, but come into the situation, come into our mind, Lord God. Come, Lord God, and Lord God, take over, Lord God. And we give you permission, Lord God, to be God, Lord God, in our life, in our circumstance, Lord God, in every situation, not just some, Lord God. We give you full permission, Lord God, to reign in our life, Lord God. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, you guys can go ahead and be seated. Welcome, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. We're going to get into this word this evening. And what I want to feel like I'm led to talk about, I'm going to title this Being Part of the Plan. And so with being part of the plan, I want you to understand something that God has been working on me, talking to me about the power of connection. The power of connection. So when you're part of the plan, and you're part of the connection, there's power in connecting. Okay, you understand simple equation that if you connect to something, you expand it automatically. So whatever, now we have to understand this, we believe in all that getting, get understanding, and we also understand the Bible when it says wisdom is the principal thing. So we want to be at the end of that thing, or the end of that season, we want to be wiser than when we began that thing. Prayerfully, that's what we want. Amen. I can't speak for all of us. But so when you connect to something, you expand that thing. So if you connect to something that's not good, you expand what is not good. If you connect with a bad thought and you connect with that, now there's more power in that bad thought. If you have a bad theology or a bad thought process, and now I connect with you on that, we're bringing expansion to that thing. So I want you to understand, so whatever is connected is expanded on. Are we getting this? And so this is why, unfortunately, we're learning now that when we connect it with some people, we expanded their thought process, their philosophy, their vision, and we lost our own. Amen. So this is why, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, there has to be a disconnect sometimes before there can be a reconnect. Are you getting what I'm saying? There has to be a disconnect. Make sure you understand that. And people who are taking notes, please jot that down. I promise you, you're going to need that later. Sometimes there has to be a disconnect before there can be a reconnect. And so in order to reconnect back to what God wanted you to have, you got to disconnect from what you wanted to have. In order to get the things or the places that God wants you to go, you have to disconnect from the mindset of where you want it to go. You can't go both ways or you'll go nowhere. Oh, you're understanding what I'm saying? This is why we can't please other people and please God at the same time. Somebody's going to have to be disappointed. And when you understand that, sometimes our flesh is the disappointed one. And we have to disappoint our flesh so that we can give God the glory. Hallelujah. Being part of the plan. I want you all to understand that everyone under the sound of my voice, God desires for you, us, to be a part of his plan. However, if we choose not to be a part of his plan, now we have identified that we want to be a part of our plan or another plan. We've all been there. I'm not going to ask you if you've been there. We've all been there. We've all been attached to something else outside of what God wanted us to be a part of. And I'm not even going to ask this question because I already know the answer. So sometimes God's plan isn't appealing to us. Sometimes God's plan doesn't look good. Sometimes God's plan doesn't feel good. And sometimes God's plan wants us to be around people that we may not want to particularly be around. Amen. All right, I got a lot of amens in that. Okay, I'll keep you in prayer. Amen. Sometimes, hear me, sometimes there's some jobs that you're going to go to that you hate the job, but you're going to love the lesson that you got out of the job. Some things are birthed in things we don't like. This is what I need us to understand. Some things are, you might want to write that down. Some things are birthed in things we don't like. And that's why I say all the time, sometimes we make decisions on what looks good or what feels good, but that's not godly. It's nowhere in the Bible that if it looks good, feels good is God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Sometimes there's going to be some beautiful birthing things in uncomfortable situations. Mothers, you understand what I'm saying about that. Amen. Birthing is not pretty. And we mix up. We always say, Lord, have your way. Lord, bless me. And sometimes as God is blessing you, he's birthing it, but it doesn't feel good during the birthing. I wish I had a witness in here. Sometimes, and see, when you really get to the birthing point, when it's time to come out, that is the most painful. Mothers, can you tell me that I'm right on that? So, and when you're pushing that thing out, you think somebody's going to die. The father of the child, the doctor, you feel is going to have to die because of the pain that you're going through. Amen. And so when you're, for some of you who think that you're dying, what that means is you're pushing out something. You're pushing out something that God wants to come out, but it's painful. You don't think you can handle it. You think you're going to pass out. You think you think this is overbearing. You think this is miserable. It's all of the above, but it's beautiful. He's giving you beauty for your ashes. And I need you to understand that. So instead of saying, why is the devil attacking me? Let me just say it the way I feel it. Stop giving the devil so much credit. Stop giving him so much credit. Stop always labeling it as the devil. Sometimes God is using earthly things to bring your heavenly promises unto you. And because we're not in heaven, everything isn't pretty. We're not on golden streets here on earth. But God wants you to know you are a part of the plan. But he wants you, sometimes being disconnected to thoughts is painful. Sometimes being disconnected from the things that you have become comfortable with. We've already talked about this. Even when we've become comfortable in things as in disarray. Even when it's not good for us, at least we're comfortable. And God is breaking us and he's teaching us in the second quarter about that, about our mindset where it was and the people. And we're still trying to compare, even though God is telling us stop comparing, we're still doing it. And we're still catching ourselves trying to bring our past to this and equate this and that. And God keeps saying, this is not that. Turn from that and focus on this. And the enemy keeps bringing it back up. Why does he keep trying to bring it back up in your mind? Because he knows if you cut it off, he can't take you back to that painful state. So you wonder, why do I keep dealing with this in my mind? Because the enemy knows once it's no longer in your mind, it's no longer prevalent, it's no longer alive. Hallelujah. So I want us to know God is a God of order. We should know that. God is a God of order. God set up everything from the first day to the second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, and specifically seventh day. God is a God of order. Every day he designed something in that day. Every day, even on the seventh day, what did he design on the seventh day? I'm glad you asked. He designed the concept of rest. He designed the concept. What does that mean? When it's been established, you need to rest in that thing. When, I hope somebody get that. See, when God has declared a thing, he is, when he has spoken it, he's declared it. He's decreed it. So now you have to rest in it. Now we understand God made everything and then he rested and then he hit play. He created everything. He spoke it. He created it. And then he hit play. So in other words, he did everything. He started it and then he rewound it all the way back to the beginning and then he hit play. So he wanted us to know once he's established it, he's going to go all the way back to the beginning and hit play. So just because you're at the beginning, you shouldn't be discouraged. So many of us are discouraged because God is giving you a glimpse, a vision of where you're supposed to be. And instead of saying, woe is me, why am I still here? You should shout. I'm at the beginning. God's already finished it. I just need to rest in it. When you've received a promise from God, rest in it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? I had to zoom right in, Pastor Ken. Are you hearing? We're forgetting the seventh day. We're forgetting the most important day. We're talking about it in the beginning. What was the word and where was God? We understand all of that. But the most important thing that God wants you to understand, he's done it all. Now rest in it. His word isn't any less powerful because you don't see anything happening. You don't see anything happening, or you shouldn't. If it's real rest, you shouldn't see movement. If it's real rest, your thoughts shouldn't be running. If it's real rest, your mind shouldn't be over. If it's real rest, you should be able to go to bed without melatonin or something else to pop to make you sleepy. If you keep needing a substance to make you sleepy, that means your mind is racing so much that there is no internal rest. Hallelujah. God is a God of order. Being a God of order, he operates under order. He operates under order. He operates under order. He is a God of order, and he operates under order. You understand that? So why try to rush someone that's going to do it in an orderly fashion anyway? You're wasting your time, and you're making yourself get angry for something that if you will rest in what he said, you rest and you already have it. The problem is we still want the microwave mentality. We walk right past our oven and go to the microwave. Listen, I'm guilty. I don't even know if I've actually put anything in our oven since we moved to the new home. I know I've opened it up when we had to do the inspection, but outside of that, I don't know if I've ever put anything in there. Amen. I know I don't think I have because I haven't used the chicken pot pie yet. No, and I still do that in the microwave. So anyway, the point is, back up off me, Chels. Listen, the point is we go past the thing that's going to take the longest. Yeah. And we go directly to the shortcut. Lord, I know what you said, but who can get it to me faster? Lord, I heard what you said on Sunday, but how can I get it quicker on Monday? Lord, I heard you say wait, but that's not working for me because I don't like this feeling. So what can I do? Who can I talk to? What can I create to make this go away? We're bypassing the oven. We're bypassing the plan. Because we're a part of the plan, and being part of the plan is being obedient in following the instruction. Even when the oven, it says put it in the oven for 3 hours, and you say, so if I put it in the microwave for 30 minutes, that pretty much should equate, right? And that's how we live. I heard what God says, but that's not working for my timeline because I have things to do and bills to pay. And by this season, I said I'd be here, so I'm going to need to operate this. Being part of the plan means being obedient and resting when it's been established without you seeing the physical establishment in person. The key is, I said in person. The key is, I said in person. Why? Because God wants you to be so identified with him that when he says it, you see it not in person, you see it in the spirit. Because if you can see it in the spirit, it's done. And that's what the enemy does to us. He tries to get in our minds so we can't see it in the spirit, and we only want to see it manifest in the natural. Hallelujah. There's people here right now. Right now, you were here in an altar the last like 5 to 7 altar calls, and your mind is still on past things. I know it right now because I can feel thoughts racing in here right now as I'm talking. So with that being said, until we take over, until we take over and say, Lord, I give myself to you, and so much I give myself to you that I give you the authority that I have. I don't want to go back to the places that I've been. I don't want to go back to the old past. I don't want to bring anything that goes against what you said. I don't want to bring any of that to where I'm going. Because if I do, this is why so many of us are even though the Bible says be anxious for nothing, we have anxiety. We're having panic attacks. We're at high blood pressure. We have stress. We're going to the doctor and we're getting all these medications because why? Because the Bible says cast our cares upon him. We think that means just talk about it. But God says cast it unto him. Cast your care. Casting means if any fishermen's in here, to cast means to take that thing and to throw it far away from you and to drop it and let that thing sit. When you throw it and let it drop, you're throwing that thing to Christ and let it sit in his arms where he can hold it and not yourself. It doesn't mean talk about it, because if you talk about it, you're not giving it to him. You're literally exercising your flesh. Can I say this the way I feel it? God says there's about 2 people here. You still keep talking about how you're hurt. And God says, your hurt will never go away if you keep talking about how hurt you are. He says, because you've been taught in this church, the power of life and death is very simple. It's a simple math equation. The power of life and death is in the tongue. If you use your tongue to talk about something, you're going to continue to create that thing. So those that keep talking about your hurt in here, I can feel the pain. I can already feel the pain in here. God says, you keep creating more pain. And every time you ask me to take it, I do. But you create more right after I'm done. God says, if you want to no longer be in pain, speak wholeness and health over your life. Say that it's done. Say that you're healed. Say that you're over it so that you can walk in what you just created and rest in it like God did. God gave us the example of what he created with his voice. With the song he created, and he rested in what he said. So what happens? We speak death over our life. I'm hurt. They keep hurting me. I'm tired of this person. They don't understand me, blah, blah, blah. And after we did all of that talking, guess what we do? We rest in what we said. So we rest in hurt. We rest in chaos. We rest in pain. We wake up well rested, resting in that. That thing is never gone. Hallelujah. This means that everything has to operate under order. Everything has to operate under order. What does that mean? When you begin to speak over your life, like I don't know how many people in here do it. You should in the morning. You should declare things over your life. You should declare things over your family. Parents, when you have the children, you should declare things over them. When they go to bed, declare things over them. When they wake up, declare things over them. Amen. They all need to know what you're declaring. But we want to speak life over things when death tries to introduce itself unto us. We need to speak over ourselves. We know what our weaknesses are. Do I have a church that understands what I'm saying? We know what our weaknesses are. We know how the enemy comes at us. We know what's in our family line. Are we declaring things over ourselves? Are we declaring generational curses being broken over our life? We know what happened with our mother. We know what happened with our auntie and our uncle and our father. We know. So are we declaring that that thing is broken and I won't walk in that thing anymore? Being a part of the plan is understanding that God is a God of order. So we need to be orderly in how we are conducting ourselves and our walk. If we do that regularly, you develop order. And then people see that order in you. And then people want what you have. And they wonder, How do you have that? Because you're operating under the principle of God. Hallelujah. Stability begins to take place because order takes place. They wonder, how come you're not panicking? Because I operate under a specific order. Hallelujah. I know this too shall pass. Hallelujah. I know the word says be anxious for nothing, so I'm going to rest in what the word says, not how I feel. Are we getting this? Are we getting this? Okay. Ron, stop worrying about work. When you get this, I know you heard me. When you get this, you have to tell your flesh no because of what God says and declare that over your life. That's how we get we operate under order. Oh, I know how I feel, but how I feel is not more powerful than what God said. So I'm not going to rest in how I feel, because whatever I rest in, I hope we get this, whatever I rest in, this is some good stuff, whatever I rest in is what I will embrace. This is some good stuff. I'm going to have to listen to this myself. When whatever we rest in, we embrace. If we start talking about how we feel, we begin to rest in how we feel. Now how we feel takes prevalence over what God said. He says, peace be unto you. But how can I receive peace if I keep talking about the opposite of that and how I feel? I'm angry, I'm hurt, I'm sad, whatever the case may be. Amen. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will. I will. That is a declaration and a choice. I will rejoice in it, in this day. So whatever is trying to present itself to me and make me conform to that, no, because I'm going to rest in his promise. Didn't he say that you're the head? Oh, somebody accidentally read the word. The head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath. Which means we've all been beneath at one point in our life. It many times. Lord have mercy. Okay, if I was an octopus, I'd put more hands and arms. The point, but that's beneath us. So anytime we feel less than, it is our obligation to rise up ourselves and walk as he called us to walk, as being part of the plan. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? There has to be a hostile takeover. There has to be a hostile takeover when you know that everything is trying to take away what God has promised you. It's time to exercise your right as a believer to slay some demons. It's time to open up your mouth. What are you declaring? What are you decreeing? Specifically over yourself, over yourself, over yourself, over yourself. I said over yourself. I'm saying it over and over because it starts with us. It starts with us. We have to stop saying on Monday, I can't wait for Wednesday. Because for too long, we're getting beat up, waiting for help when the tools are in the closet. And all we have to do in our own house, going on, pull out the tools and slay some things that's coming at us right then and there. How dare a spirit think it can come into your home and wreck your world? How dare? What in the world? Now I'm getting myself excited. CG, pray for him. How in the world did the enemy get that dumb that it thought it can come into the house where you pay bills and destroy what God has created? I don't care. I know Jesus told us the truth that the devil's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. But if he thinks he's coming, he's not even helping me pay my mortgage, and he thinks he's going to just come in there and interrupt the peace that God has provided for me, it is my job to take out my sword and slay. Are we getting this? Did God promise you some things? Did he show you some things? Did he show you better than where you were before? Then we had to rise up. Did he already prove himself? Did he already show himself? Did he already say things to us faster than we ever thought he would say? Did he already do things faster than what he thought we'd do? So stand up and rise up and declare some things over your life. What did God say? Keep saying it over yourself. What did he say to you on Sunday? Write down your notes, take your notebook, declare it, speak it out loud. Create that atmosphere over yourself, being part of the plan. In order to have proper order, there must be a plan, and that plan must be prepared and also set up ready to be initiated. We have to have a plan. What is the plan for you? On Monday, what's the plan for you? Are you just waking up saying, I'm just trying to see how the day goes? Are we still saying, I'm just trying to get through today? Are we still saying, I'm just trying to make it through today? Oh, so sad, believer. If all you want to do is get through today, what can you accomplish for the kingdom? If you're just trying to make it through your job, get home, eat dinner, and ignore your kids, what in the world type of life is that? If you just want to hurry up and get home and eat dinner by yourself, and that was a successful day, to me that's sad. But that's our life. And if we make it, let me top it off and really hit your living room, and if we do all of that without cussing somebody out, we really consider that a success. How is that being part of the plan? How is that being part of the plan? Did we influence somebody today? Did we show somebody today that God is good? Why? Because everything isn't good in my life, but I showed you he's good because I've shown you what an example looks like. Did I show you that you don't know my personal life, but I have some real issues going on and some struggles going on, but I didn't show it to you, and I smile, and I did my job in excellence. See, I am an example unto you. That's being the example and showing a difference. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Being part of the plan. Not being anxious, but wanting to be. Being part of the plan, not having it all figured out, but tired of being confused. Not having all the answers and still being submitted. Being attacked by people that pulls your heartstrings and still maintaining your belief in Christ, being part of the plan, giving God your hurt, giving God your anger, giving God your disappointment, being honest with yourself, no longer lying to yourself, no longer saying it's okay when you know it's no longer okay. Are we getting this? Being part of the plan. I need you to go to Matthew chapter 1 for me. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew 1, We know the story of Jesus. We know the story of Joseph. We know the story of Mary. But I want to hit verses 18 through 23, and I want to take it somewhere else. Are we in verse 18? It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Stop right there. Before Mary was married to Joseph, she found herself impregnated by God through a calling and a connection to a plan. I need you to go with me for a moment. She was impregnated. She was supposed to be married. So the future was calling. Her future was calling. Her future was she was going to be the wife of Joseph. Her future was calling, and she was close to her future, and God interrupted her future and impregnated her with something that was going to disrupt her future. I need you to flow with me for a minute, because how many times have we been so prepared for our future and then God interrupted that and changed the trajectory of our life? And we're saying, Lord, this can't be you, because that right there I know is you. How in the world are you able to give me something else that's going to take my attention away from my future? But sometimes God will drop an interruption that is the key to the purpose of the plan that he created for you. Oh, I'm going somewhere with this thing. Oh, I'm going somewhere with this. So it says, now the birth of Jesus was on the wise when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together. Remember, you said that before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just or a good man or an honest man or an honorable man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. He was a good man. He didn't want the issues that was going to take place if people saw. And at that time, you have to understand there was a certain way that they did things. There was a certain way that they carried themselves. You have to understand that if you were pregnant and you were not married, it was not a good thing as a woman. And he wanted to make sure, not only that, but he was a well-known man too. And you have reputations, all of these things going on. Now with that 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, the son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Stop right there. Sometimes God's going to interrupt what you thought you were going to do. And he's going to put something else in you that's going to change your trajectory. And then he's going to speak to somebody else and confirm in them who you are. But I need you to know, while he was letting Mary know she was pregnant, he was letting Joseph know she was pregnant. When God's ready for you to be part of the plan, when he calls you for something, he's already going to, you don't have to, oh, Jesus, I feel it. You don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to proclaim who you are. That's the problem with us. We want to get on Instagram, and we want to post for the gram, and we want to get our own YouTube channel and get Twitter and Facebook and everything. And we got to take a break. And now you can't live your life because it's social, and you got to be active. And if you're not active, people won't follow you. So now, even when you're having your private time with your kids, hold on for a minute for the gram. And all of these things, and all this thing, and now you're about to get fired at work because you got to keep up with YouTube. So you got to go in the bathroom for a quick little video because you got to post enough video, or you're gonna lose your file. And all of these things are going on, and then God says, "You don't have to do all of that, because when I touch you, I'm gonna confirm you with others." So that I know things happened to you before, and I know you went to other churches, but when you walk into this one and they're going to see you as different, it may freak you out because they don't want anything from you, and they're trying to control you or judge you. And see, he will confirm, and they'll know you, and they'll want to hug you, and they want to invite you to dinner. And you're like, what do they want me to come over to their house for? You know, what's wrong with them? They want to feed you. What do they want to put in the food? I don't know. And all of these crazy thoughts we think. Am I telling too much of your business, fam? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And blame your father. You know that. So with all of that, We go through all of these things, torturing ourselves, trying to be somebody that we want people to receive us. When God says, no, when I confirm you, I'll confirm you in public. I'll have people knowing who you are. You don't have to act like anything. Matter of fact, you don't even know who you are. So I need you to get there so you can learn who you are. And I need you to take the makeup and the layers off. You don't have to perform. You don't have to do this. You don't even have to be cute. You do have to wash up, though. Wash up and come here. I had to say it, Paula. Listen, you don't have to be cute, but wash up. That's all I'm asking you to do before you come into the doors, and we will love you for it. I promise you. We will appreciate it. When you're part of the plan, God will already let other people know, and they'll be ready for you. They'll be waiting for you. So much so that it's going to be uncomfortable for you to be natural at first because you haven't been natural in so long. You forgot who you really were because you've been trying to be so much for so many people for so long that you forgot just how to be. Being part of the plan. See, that's what he did when Mary didn't even know that God was already talking to Joseph on her behalf. Mary didn't know that God was telling him and putting on his heart to protect her. Mary didn't know that God was working on the provision for the gift that he put in her through him. This is the thing that we don't understand. God is all, you don't need to know everything, nosy believers. Amen. We lose sleep because we're nosy. We got to know everything. We don't need to know how and who God's connecting and bringing it. All we have to know is it's time to rest in what he said. Amen. And I know the first day you're going to roll around and next to an hour going to go by, you won't get to rest. But when you keep doing it, eventually, I promise you'll be able to go to sleep. It says in verse number 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Yours may say spirit, it doesn't matter, it's the same thing. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Thank you, Jesus. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted with us, God with us. That was already spoken previously, so that prophecy was now being fulfilled in what was being said. And I want you to understand what God has already spoken will be fulfilled in your life if you rest in what he has said unto you. I promise you can get better sleep and you won't be so anxious. I promise you, if you rest in what God says, you'll let go of the hurt. I promise if you rest in what God says, you'll receive the peace and the joy that he has for you. I promise if you rest in the things of God, you'll leave those ignorant people alone. And I like to use the word that Jesus used because he called them that all the time. Fools. If you recognize that you have been associated with some fools and you were foolish to be with those fools, when you leave the fool, you'll leave the foolish behavior and mindset. Being part of the plan. I want you to understand something. The Bible says that we're all many members, but one body. We all have a unique calling, unique gifts, but we're all part of the plan. Amen. Teresa, I hope you hear me. Can't see, I only see your eyeballs. One day I can't wait to see y'all faces. I can't wait to see people's faces. You know what I'm saying? I've only seen people's face by accident when they about to have a breathing problem. They had to take the mask off for a sec. The point is, if you think what you carry is insignificant, you're speaking a lie. God didn't create any of us to be insignificant. Are you getting what I'm saying? I've asked periodically who think they're special, and you raise your hand, but you don't believe it. Because special people don't let other people step on them. Did you get what I said? Special people don't let what? Other people what? Step on them. But you know what we do as we get ready to close? But Pastor, that's my... I didn't ask you what the affiliation was, did I? But Pastor, that's my... So it's justified when we put a title on it why they can bring hurt to us. Hurt comes through acceptance. Hurt comes through acceptance. You have to accept it. But you also can reject it, being part of the plan. I want y'all to understand, when they came to Jesus to identify his relatives, they specifically said, there's your mother right there, Jesus, and he let them know that it's no longer about that natural affiliation. It is about the spiritual affiliation of who is his brother and sister. And once we get past that, we get into a realm of freedom that you'll never understand until you partake in it. The word of prophecy must go forth. The word of prophecy must go forth. When it does go forth and you receive it, you'll be able to walk in that thing. I'm going to get ready to end with this. Once you realize that you are part of something bigger. You remember I said about connecting, the power of connection. Part of being the power of connection, when you connect with something, you expand that thing, whatever it is. When you connect to something good, when you connect to something good, you bring expansion in what is good. Okay. When you connect with something, hear me, when you connect with something healthy, the health is expanded. Did you know when you connect with and when you go to a healthy environment and you rest in that healthy environment, you get healthier just resting there? But when you're healthy, don't you still remember when you were unhealthy? But while you're eating your carrots, are you still reflecting on all the ice cream you ate or what? Chelsea, you don't count, okay? You just don't count. You just, whatever, okay? Whatever. Just eat a Snickers for once in your life. The point that I'm getting at is when we're feeling good about our body and we're feeling good, why do we want to go back and reflect on the bad things we did? That's what we're doing. God brings us into a healthy environment, and all we want to do is reflect on where we were and how it was and how bad it was. And we're surrounded by people who love us, but we can't get out of the ones that don't love us the way we want to be loved. And we everybody's treating us with respect, and all we want to do is talk about and say, pray for me because these people are not respecting me. Well, the question is, when is enough is enough? Being part of the plan. If God has called you to be a part of the plan, when are you going to rest in the plan? Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. Greater is he that's in who? You than he that's in the world. So there's greater in me now. You were chosen to be a part of the plan. You are a part of a bigger picture. You are no longer insignificant. Are you getting what I'm saying? You carry weight. You are significant. You bring change. Why? Because change is in you. No thought is too small. No idea is too small. No one person you're praying for is too small. What if there's one person that you were supposed to meet in Walmart and invite them to the church, get them saved, and that one person then goes to CVS and get CVS saved, and then that person goes to Rite Aid and get Rite Aid saved? What if you are called for one person to change a region? When you're talking about, well, I only invited one person and they came to the church. This person invited five. Well, what if that one person? Are you getting what I'm saying? Stop comparing. We're back to that again. Be part of the plan. What? So, listen, one rule that we have, and then I'm going to get out of here. One rule that we have is when you're new, that you say, Pastor, what is my job? It comes from me, just so you guys know. When you're new here, your job is to sit there and do nothing. What do you mean, Pastor? I feel the fire good. That's a good thing. Pastor, I have so many ideas. That's wonderful. Write them down. It'll be just as new 90 days from now when we talk about it than it is right now. And if it's really of God, it won't vanish. If you're like, well, this needs to happen right now, well, let's wait 90 days and see about it. Well, it won't be right now. Well, let's just see. If this is powerful today, it's going to be just as powerful 90 days from now. Why do we do that here at Breakthrough? Because I know that everybody that comes to Breakthrough needs a breakthrough. No matter how gifted, smart, talented, whatever you want, no matter how cute you think you are, you need a breakthrough. Okay? No matter how many Bible scriptures you know, you need a breakthrough. We had that one conversation, I promise you, start crying, needing Jesus. My point is, we all have come from broken places. And some of those broken places is in our mind and in our heart. Amen? Not everybody grew up in the hood. Not everybody grew up in the suburbs. Not everybody grew up with money. Not everyone grew up with two parents. Not everyone grew up with a parent. We all have come from some place, but we all need something. And what I have recognized is one thing we need is rest. Amen. To be part of the plan. When God says go, if you've had your rest, you can go with vigor. Hallelujah. You can go without the thought process of what you did and how you did it. Another reason that I make you rest is you're not bringing that stuff you did from wherever you came from. Not up in here, not up in here. Hear it from the shepherd. I don't care how successful it was. It was successful for them. Back up off me. As the shepherd of this house, I have heard what God wants for this house and how we're supposed to do it and when we're supposed to do it. Keep what you did where you left it. Okay? Rest so that you can get the vision for this house. And then move in this house the way God called us to move in this house. Amen? This is why you don't have me having things on a wall of every prayer that I prayed at every church, because every church prayed it differently. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I've been at churches that, listen, and I don't mean this in a negative way at all. I've been to churches, they have a certain way that they pray. They have a way that they start. They have a certain way that they end. They got things on the wall and over here. I don't want any of that because God's not the author of confusion. Being a part of the plan is finding out not only, and then I'm done, what God said, but what did he say for you? Because part of the resting environment that we create here is what he's saying to you now may not be what you heard before. What he's saying now may not be how you heard it before. I hear you, Lord. Pastor, I'm called to do this. Well, give me 90 days to hear that from God on my own. Because you may have been called to do it there, but that does not mean you're called to do that here. Are we getting that? Because God may call you for something else you've never done before. Being a part of the plan, you're attached to something bigger. Are you getting? We all, and this is the thing, you may not know this. Those that know me well know this. I don't think I'm the biggest piece to this church. Wow, I got silent there. You know why? Because I'm not the biggest piece. And I know that makes you say, well, who is? Jesus is. The day I become the biggest piece, the day that this church becomes secular. The biggest piece needs to have the biggest voice. Amen. Amen. That's why you don't see my name all on this building. That's why you don't see what's those big old signs, you know, on the highway and stuff. Yeah, the billboard. That's why you will never see my face, because I'm not the coming attraction. I'm just a part of the plan. And together, as we come and link up
and we bring expansion. It expands and it becomes bigger and it becomes better as we link up and add our pieces onto what it, bring your gift and your gift after you've rested. Don't bring that old beat up tire gift. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Don't bring that tired, abused gift. Those that have been around me long enough know I love y'all, but I love you enough to tell you the truth. I mean, that tired old gift talking about, Pastor, you ready for me? Nah. I'm going to sit down with your tired self. Are you getting that? I've had to sit my own self down, so I don't have a problem sitting somebody else down if I would sit my own self down. Because there's been times I had old, beat up, tired, hurt gift. What I want to do? Help teach some other tired, hurt people? The church is supposed to be the hospital for the sick can come. But when the doctor is sick, coughing and hacking on the others, how can they get well coming to an infected one that's supposed to help them get well? Did you get that? That's why I make sure when you come here, you sit so you can get well. Because God's going to continually send sick people here. And they don't come in here running talking about they're sick. Some of them come in dressed to the T with the best perfumes on, and it takes us a couple of weeks to find out what's really wrong with them. But when we find out, we don't say, ha ha. We say, welcome. Now God can work with you and work on you, being part of the plan. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And when we recognize that, we like, come on, join this thing. Link up. But you're going to sit in the infected side for a while until you get home. Yeah, you're in quarantine. Okay, listen, when you get out of quarantine, we're going to use you. But until then, we're going to look at you through a plastic glass. Okay, you get what I'm saying? But isn't it good to know that you're in a quarantine, but you know when you get out, you're gonna be raring to go? Yeah. That's what God has set up for breakthrough. Amen. Don't feel bad when you're in quarantine. Know you're getting well in a safe environment, and you're part of the plan. Know that God is changing your thought process. Know you came with some things and said, Pastor, well, I know this what worked. Just because it worked doesn't mean it will now. Amen. Just because that was successful doesn't mean that is the success. We have to learn. Don't be conformed to this world. Come on, that means all of us. But be ye. Come on, church. Transform. What? By what? So even when we came from things, we got to renew this. We can't be conformed. Saying, well, this is how, that's being conformed. I have to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Come on. Your mind. Pastor, well, this worked for me. Well, how is that working now? We got to be transformed by the renewal. We got to renew. We have to be okay with new ways. We have to be okay with new thoughts. We have to be okay of when we're a busybody to sit down. We have to be okay when we're a motor mouth to be quiet. Hallelujah. You're attached to something bigger. You're commissioned. You are commissioned to make sure that the vision is being fulfilled. You're called to be part of the vision to make sure it's fulfilled. But you have to connect to it. Connect to it with your unhealthy self, knowing that you're connected to a healthy place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody, you're significant. You are significant with your gift. Tired. But it won't be tired for long if you rest. Amen. Stop trying to show off. Stop trying to show off. Quit trying to prove yourself to people. Because if it's real, God's already telling somebody about you. That's why it's been shocking you. You come to this altar and God's just talking to you. And he's like, why? Because he's already been preparing me for you. That's when you know it's real. Hallelujah. And when you can stop saying, well, who told Pastor? You know nobody told me. You know, I don't talk to none of y'all. Purposely, so when God tells me something, you'll know nobody could have told him this. Oh God, amen. It took Val a year and a half to stop asking, who told me that? It took her a year and a half. Val stopped talking to everybody in the church just to find out. And when I still kept telling her stuff, she knew it was God because she didn't tell it to nobody in the church. I don't want you guys to have to wait a year and a half. Amen. Val knows she's one of my favorite people in the world. She knows I love her to death. She knows I'd do anything for her. Point is, she knows she's a part of the plan. I had to fight her with that. I had to fight her to let her know she's special. I had to let her know. Stop being selfish. I did. I love Val. I had to tell her, stop being selfish. Stop being antisocial. Yeah, I'm putting it out there, Val. Because I need her. I need what God gave her. She's been with me too long. I need her. I need her to be all of Val. Because what she has is amazing. The love she has, I need it. I need her to show other people the love. I need her to be Val. I need people to see Val. She's so original and special. We have never seen a Val until we have met the Val. Amen. Hallelujah. I've seen that woman bring smiles to people's face that would have never smiled till they saw her. Amen. That's being part of the plan. All of you that were called to this ministry, guess what? You're part of the plan. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm excited about what God is going to do without knowing what God is going to do. I'm excited how he's going to use you without him telling me how he's going to use you. Amen. But I'm more excited that some of you are able to put the past to rest so that you can embrace your future. Are you getting this? You guys are powerful. You guys are powerful. But you're tired. And you're weak. And that's okay because you won't stay that way. Amen. 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 And those that know that this word was for you, just repeat after me. Lord, I will sit, I will rest, and I will wait until you say, I am whole, I am healed, and I am well. Until then, I will rest on your word and your promise that you have given to me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's just pray. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for letting us know that we're still part of the plan. Thank you for letting us know you didn't give up on us. You haven't forsaken us. And thank you for reminding us our purpose and our significance. Lord, we've been so busy being anxious, even though we know you told us not to. Being impatient. Thank you for bringing us back. Thank you for being such a loving father that you just took your loving arms and just brought us back in. Thank you for bringing us to where the peace is. Thank you that your arms are so wide. You just brought us back in to where the shelter is, where the truth is, because the truth makes us free. Thank you for freedom. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we thank you that we can walk in liberty and freedom and in truth. We thank you, Father, for it. Thank you for saying we are significant. Thank you for saying we are special. Thank you that others may not have recognized it, but you are placing us in an environment that others see because you've already shown them who we really are, and we thank you for that. I pray over everyone that's been hurt. I pray that they give up the hurt. I pray that they give up the pain. I pray that they decide that they will no longer be a victim and that they choose to move from being a victim to the victor. That they will no longer be abused and in an abusive situation any longer. We are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath from this moment on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until we see each other again, make sure you get somebody some love on your way out. We'll see everybody streaming. We'll see you Sunday at 11 a.m. Make sure you invite somebody, whether it's in person or on stream. Amen. All right.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that you received something and that you're one step closer to your breakthrough. Do us a favor. If you enjoyed this message, be sure to share it with your family and friends. And if you're looking for a way to support the ministry, visit the link in this episode's description to see how you can give today.